Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disorder Radio. Tuesday, March 29th, which means it is the last Tuesday of the month. A lot to get through on this show. Lots happening, including a live interview with a very special guest, Whitney Kay. He'll be coming up in a few minutes' time. We also have Claire here to do a regular feature on some of the artists featured in the magazine this month. But first, we're going to kick it off with a band that is coming to UBC this Friday. Coming all the way from Toronto, along with a band who's coming over just from across the border from Bellingham. That would be Death Cab for Cutie. These guys are no strangers to Canadian airwaves. Emily Haynes and Co. They're called Metric. This is one of their classics from 2004. Dead Disco, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Metric, going back to 2004 with Dead Disco. They are playing UBC this Friday night. The Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Arena, along with Death Cab for Cutie. Come check it out. It'll be a good show here on campus this Friday night. Right now, this is Discorder Radio, the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. Thank you to Zipcar, by the way, for helping us deliver our Discorder magazines all over town. The brand new April edition coming out in a couple of days, and I'm sure Zipcar will be coming in handy for that one. It is the last Tuesday of March, the last show of March. Lots to get through, but before we start grinding out some of the nitty-gritty details from the March issue that we haven't covered as yet, we would like to welcome a very special guest live in studio here at Discord Radio. Let's welcome to the studio Mr. Whitney Kay.
Hello, hello.
Actually, is it Mr. Whitney Kay?
It's Connor Whitney.
Connor Whitney.
Right.
Well, I knew that was your name, but I was... it's kind of because your name is Connor Whitney, but your stage presence is Whitney Kay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and of course the Connor in Connor Whitney is with a K.
With a K, exactly.
Nice.
My parents are Gen Xers, so I don't know. I guess that was a cool thing to do at that time.
It sounds
misspell
pretty cool.
Misspell someone's name.
You know what? I mean, I've met a lot of Connors with a C. You're the first Connor with a K I've met, so already you got something unique going on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I haven't met any other ones.
Nice.
Actually,
original.
I didn't meet a single Connor, oddly enough, until I was probably like 23 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, even though this is incredibly original, Connor with a K and your name Whitney K, you weren't always Whitney K. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, your former professional name was Coco.
Yeah.
And now you used to live in Montreal as well, and that, mm-hmm. was that associated with Montreal? Or tell us a bit about that.
No.
Connection.
Coco was here. It was started in Vancouver, and then I moved to Montreal and kind of did it there in it for a little while. But I don't know if I were to think about that as, you know, the actual like band and what that sounded like, it was when it was here. I know, and then it kind of got lost when I went over there, or it just changes, you know.
I'm curious to hear a bit about that. I know there was an article written about you in Discorder magazine by Lydia Adeli back in our July August issue,
mm-hmm.
But it talked a bit about you had a bit of a complicated relationship with the city of Montreal, and you're pretty happy to be back in Vancouver. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really not. It's not that complicated. It just wasn't doing it for me. I don't know. I turned 25 and I was like, okay, I didn't turn 25 there, but just before I turned 25, I thought that I should try somewhere else out again, you know, or instead of that place.
Mm-hmm.
So before I get stuck there and, you know, the only thing I'm able to do is wash dishes and drink.
Is that what it felt like in Montreal?
A little bit, yeah. It was, I don't know. There's a lot of that happens there. If you don't speak French, then it's kind of difficult to really go anywhere.
Yeah, I lived in Montreal myself for a little while. I felt my French is très peu.
Très peu.
But
mon français est terrible.
Oh. Well, pas de problème, mon ami, because okay. This interview will be in English for the rest of it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But what I found interesting is that even though the separatist movement was much stronger 20 years ago, there was still a bit of that. There's a bit of tension in Montreal.
Oh, definitely. I can understand the other side of it, like, you know, wanting to keep the French language and things like that. Like, it makes sense. And I don't know. I don't agree with all of it, but, you know, I understand that, you know, you want to keep your... I don't know. That's what makes that city still cool.
Right.
And, like, cheap as hell. Otherwise, it would just be Toronto. Like, you know, when all the banks and stuff like that moved out and it stayed French. You know, things got smaller, which, you know, makes it pretty easy to live there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you know, but it's my fault for not, you know, whatever. I could have, you know, not been lazy and at least learned a little bit so I could get, you know, a coffee shop job or something.
Well, self-deprecation aside, you've made the transition to come back to Vancouver. How has the transition been since you've been back in Van?
It's cool. I work a lot more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
a choice, though.
Musically or in other endeavors as well?
Both. I don't know. I don't. Yeah, definitely. I feel a lot more productive here than I did the whole time I was there.
Interesting.
I don't know.
It's funny because Vancouver, a lot of people think of it as being, you know, lotus land. The nice weather gets people in a bit of a lazier mentality. So even though the hustle and bustle of Montreal, you're working more here in Vancouver.
Well, definitely. Because it's like, I don't know. It's sunny out, but it's like I still got to work 5 days a week to pay my rent.
Okay.
And, you know. So it's like, I don't know, it's definitely easier there because it's like, you know, same, my rent here is, you know, whatever, I currently pay like $560. I live alone, but I kind of got a special situation going on where that's possible. But most people, that's not. To live alone, you have to pay like $800 at least.
This is true. This is true.
And in Montreal, you can pay $5. But the flip side is like here, okay, you know, there it's like, oh, my rent's only $500, but I can't get a job. So it's still expensive. Or like, you know. But that's not the case for everyone. That's just if you're, you know, an Anglophone that doesn't want to get with the program.
Well, now that you're here, you're back in Vancouver, you're living on your own, you're paying a good rent, you have a bit of time to play your guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You actually brought that guitar in for us today.
I did. I brought one of them.
Yeah. Okay. What And now you've got a new EP. Well, you had an EP that came out on last year called Pony.
Yeah.
And now you've got another one that's coming out in the very near future.
Yeah, April 18th.
Okay.
That's the release date.
I'd love to talk more about the release date and the new album, but I'm wondering if in the meantime we can get a little sample of something that we're going to hear potentially on the new album.
Can we talk for just a little bit more and then I'll do it? Just because I'm starting to get in the groove now. I'm like,
okay.
Feel okay.
We can do that. All right. Nice.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
It's okay. Well, what I was going to say before is I was researching you. I couldn't find a lot of information on you via the
web. Not a lot there.
So, especially in social media. So I was curious, as an artist, can you talk about your relationship to social media? Do you like it? Yes, no, why not?
That's another thing too, where I just haven't really used it nearly as much as, you know, other people do.
And why is that?
I don't have a computer that has one, but that's also a lame excuse.
That's funny. I'm getting a read on you because you don't have a phone. When I said give us a call,
I have a phone. I just forgot at my friend's house earlier today. But normally I have a phone. If anything, I probably text too much.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm on the internet, but it's just TV to me. That's what I use it for. I don't know. If I had cable, then I would just watch TV all the time. But there's, you know.
So do you find that in a way you get too distracted by those sides of the internet, and instead of consciously focusing on, you know, creating a Twitter page or your own Facebook page, you just get too easily caught up in, you know, watching YouTube videos of cats falling off TVs.
I don't watch the cat ones, but yes. I don't know. I guess you could say that, yeah. I also, like, with the Facebook page, it's like, it's my thing, so I just figured my name, whatever, you can just kind of get at it through that. I guess there's nothing. I think there's a link to a Bandcamp on my Facebook page where it's like, where it says works at. That's, but I don't know. It just seemed weird to like make a Facebook page for me again, which there already is one, which is just my Facebook page. And then like to make like a fan page for me, it just would seem odd. That's my excuse.
You know, you're not alone. I think a lot of artists, sometimes they want to promote their music, but they don't want to look like they're, hey, everybody, look at me. Here's my Facebook page. Here's my Twitter page. Like me. So I can relate to your reservations with that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, you know, only people that look at anything on my Facebook is like my friends or whatever. And, you know, yes, they know I'm music.
How about promoting your music then?
How about for that? I don't know. The promotion thing, you know, I guess is, I don't know, I've only recently started to actually kind of really get into, I don't know, trying to get the stuff out there. Before it was always, you know, I don't want to say it was a hobby, but it wasn't really something I was trying to actively give to the world all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you play shows, you release stuff, and you put it out, and people hear it. Like, I don't know, it seems like it's progressing, like, you know, especially with the Whitney Kay thing, because I kind of got burnt out for a while and didn't really do much, but it seems like each release is getting a little bit more attention, but that's, you know.
Well, it's a good start. You're here today to give the April 18th release some more attention.
There you go. Right.
Speaking of which, you think we could maybe get a little sample of something that we're going to hear on the April 18th release?
Yes. I don't know which one, though.
Whatever comes to mind, whatever you're feeling right about now. By the way, guys, if you're just joining us late, this is Whitney Kay live in studio here on Discord Radio CITR 101.9.
Sorry about this. Be a little out of tune, but whatever. That's okay. Oh, it's still out. What do we got? There we go. That's good enough. I don't have a case, and I just carried it in the bus, so it's bound to go out of tune a little bit.
All good, man. All
right, I'll play one.
Please do.
There's no easy way to fly. If you don't know, then you haven't tried. It's a long road back to Hollywood. The only right way is through the woods. You want salt, but you can't taste the dirt. You don't like the way it looks on your shirt. You can sing and clap, but I ain't coming back till y'all have bathed in blood. Don't you know it's hard to be a god?
All right, very nice, nicely done. Whitney Kay, live in studio here on Discord Radio. What do we call that track?
Hard to be a god.
Hard to be a god. That's a big title.
Yeah, it's. I imagine it would be.
Okay, so this new EP coming out on April 18th. How many tracks can we expect on it?
8.
Okay.
From what I remember, I haven't listened to it in a little while. I'm pretty sure it's 8 though.
All right, nice. And along with the 6 released from Pony, you should have a nice selection of music to choose from when you play. You actually got a show happening this weekend as well, do you not?
Yeah.
You want to tell us a bit about that show?
And it's at Antisocial. The homie Michelle hooked that up.
Nice venue.
And I'm playing with some friends. Dan Geddes, who goes under Lieutenant Frank Dickens.
Ah, yes.
And Cowboy City Rockers.
Cool.
Which is some friends that they've done some, about 3 or 4 shows before. But it's always kind of like different. I don't know. It verges on performance art at times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there kind of a theme for the show?
For this show that's coming up?
Yeah.
I don't know, just not a, something a bit different maybe. I don't know. Just not a rock show or not, you know, some electronic show or whatever.
Okay. So if you had a Twitter page, it would be Whitney K Friday Night, hashtag not a rock show.
Not a rock show, no. Well, it is a rock show though. I don't know. Like, I guess, like there's going to be guitars and things like that, but it's, I don't know. Just something, you know, a bit different.
Nice.
Not something to where, you know, like usually, you know, you watch a band and it's like you're halfway through the set and it's like, okay, I'm going to have a cigarette now. I don't really know what else is going to happen here. You've kind of like pulled all the stops already, but I know.
Well, for those that are intrigued, it's happening this Saturday, April the 2nd at Antisocial Skate Shop, which is 2337 Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitney Kay is playing with the Cowboy City Rockers and Lieutenant Frank Dickens. And then April 18th, you have... the release of your EP. What we have a title for that one as well?
It's called Good Night.
Good Night. Mm-hmm. With one of the tracks, It's Hard to Be a God.
Mm.
And do we have an album release party happening after that?
No, originally it was going to be on out in the 2nd, and that show was going to be the release party.
Okay.
But then I was like, oh, no, it can't come out until the 18th. I was like, all right, well,
now
I'm play the show anyway.
Now I'm really curious. What happened?
Just for PR garbage and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's being put out by this guy, Josh. That's not his name. His name's not Josh. His name's Jonathan Clancy. And anyways, he lives in Italy and has a little label there called Maple Death. He's originally from Canada, but and just whatever shipping stuff and PR, all that. Just decided to push it back a little bit more. There's more time to do it.
Yeah. Well, now you get a couple extra weeks to, if you so choose, promote the show. You have that option.
It'll happen. Something's bound to go down. I haven't thought about it yet. I'm putting most of my work into this one right now.
Cool.
Trying to make it enjoyable for myself and everyone else.
Nice. Well, in the meantime,
at least enjoyable for me.
Okay, excellent. Well, in the meantime, we will be sure to put a link up to your album release show when it does happen. And for those that want to check them out this weekend, once again, Antisocial Skate Shop this Saturday night, along with Cowboy City Rockers and Frank Dickens. Let's play a track from your EP that was released last summer. Mm-hmm. Let's do the title track here called Pony.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That sounds good. I like that song.
Okay, Connor with a K, a.k.a. Whitney K. Thanks so much for joining us here on Discord Radio here on CITR 101.9.
Thank you all.
All right.
Yard. Why do we always get lonely after dark? Spitting on those we trust. Have you ever felt like a pony of lust? Well, get me, baby. I'm always right. Even when I'm
nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Passionate, playful, and provocative storytelling. Theater at UBC's upcoming show, The Arabian Nights, by acclaimed playwright Mary Zimmerman, is being directed by Evan Frayne and running from March 17th to April the 2nd at the Frederick Wood Theater. The narrative centers around Scheherazade's tales told to King Shahryar in hopes that she may live another night. Or 1001 nights.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Thank you. Don't make worse what's been wasting time. It's on down the line, she will be going. And it's here now, everywhere we go. Here now, everywhere I go. Don't make worse what's been wasting time. It's on down the line, we should be going.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Yes, that was Here Now from the album Valley of the Purple Prince, and that was Iceberg Ferg, who's been featured in this month's issue of Discorder. Prior to that, we heard Pony from Whitney K. Thanks again to Connor Whitney, also known as Whitney K, for coming on in, playing us a live tune. Once again, he is playing at Antisocial Skate Shop, along with Lieutenant Frank Dickens and the Cowboy City Rockers this Saturday night. Okay, so moving along with some more. Actually, that was no pun intended when I say moving along, but we are moving along to a show that's happening later this week on Thursday night at the Fox Cabaret. It features a couple of bands that are no stranger to Discorder Magazine. The openers include Summering and Gang Signs, but it's actually an album release of the duo Moo, which is spelled M-U. Their new album, 2, comes out on Thursday. They're playing at the Fox. And Claire Bailey, our own Claire Bailey here, who normally does our Discorder features, we're going to get her. Was she all mic'd up here? Perfect. So, Claire, you had a chance to actually chat with Moo about a week ago or two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was lucky enough to interview them because Sneak Preview, they're featured in next month's Discorder.
Oh, spoiler alert.
And yeah, I talked to them a little bit about the show that's coming up on Thursday. It's really exciting because they're going to have live dancers at the show. They told me they're really working on the visual aspect of the show. They're working with an artist who's doing visual projections, I think. They're using big props.
Wow.
So yeah, if you happen to see the video for Debauchery, you'll have seen the dancers in that video and their really beautiful outfits. Those will both be in their live show.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds cool. Debauchery. Nice. Good title as well. So Moo, by the way, is features of a couple of artists. Francesca Belcourt, who many may recognize the name because she was actually on the cover back in September, and Brittany Rand. What else would we know Brittany from?
Well, Brittany Rand, she's also a visual artist. She's a painter. They're both visual artists as well. She's sort of the technical side of Moo, she said. She went to school for music production. She studied actually scoring for film.
Oh, cool.
So she's done that, which I found really interesting because I think that their visual aesthetic is very striking. And so it definitely makes sense that she's working with both music and visuals as with Moo. They've been described working together with Francesca being sort of the more emotional, intensely creative half of the band, and Brittany Rand really bringing in like a lot of thought and careful technical processing.
Wow. It sounds like a match made in heaven. I'm really excited to hear more from them, see more of them. And if you want to see them once again, their show is happening this Thursday at the Fox Cabaret, $10. Moo, their album release for the album 2, and their openers are Gang Signs and Summering. So why don't we play a bit of Moo right now? This is the track you're talking about, Debauchery, from Moo on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. That was So Long from Gang Signs. Gang Signs will be playing along with Summering and Moo as part of the album release party for Moo's 2 this Thursday night at the Fox Cabaret. Thanks again to Claire for giving us a bit of info on Moo and giving us a little preview of what to expect next month. But it's still the month of March. We'll be saying So Long to March in a couple days. But right now, while we still have a few days left and we're still officially in this month, we want to talk about our cover artist. Somehow we've gone 29 days in March without covering the cover artist on this month's issue of Discorder magazine, which, of course, is Mass Marriage. So, Claire, who is Mass Marriage and what's she all about?
Mass Marriage is Mel Padgett. She's a multidisciplinary artist in Vancouver. She's originally from Vancouver Island. But right now she's completing a degree at Emily Carr and also is set to release a 7-inch on LA label Claimed Responsibility. She creates noise music that is tempered and mood-altering. It's inspired by the Rita. In all of her art practice, she's interested in the configuration of female identity, so how people fall into good or evil in female identity. For example, the tragic female figure, the hysteric woman, or things that she really is attracted to. She talks about how fashion is really fascinating for her because it's kind of vapid, but also sort of a high art form. She says, fashion is selling an idea of what kind of person someone wants to be. And she started making noise music because she was making videos and animation and she wanted soundscapes to go with it, and her music practice sort of grew from there. So in both her visual and sound practice, the idea of female identity is really linked and present. And that's interesting because a lot of people talk about how the noise genre scene is more dominated by men. And that's something John Q asked her in his article. And she said that she actually gets more resistance from people outside the scene who say things like, you're female, why are you into music that's so aggressive? Why not make dreamy, nice pop? Whereas people who are in the noise scene are just excited to see anyone doing it. So yeah, we are playing some of her sound. This is Isolation by Mass Marriage. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That's a sample of Isolation from Mass Marriage. She is the cover artist this month in Discorder Magazine. You want to read more about her? Pick up a Discorder Magazine anywhere in town. A nice article there written by her own Jonathan Q. And, of course, Discorder Magazine delivered to many locations all over downtown, courtesy of our friends at Zipcar. Okay, so what else is happening in new music this week? We have another show to
to share with you. It's happening tomorrow night at the Cobalt, featuring bands that are no stranger to Discord Magazine, including Mild High Club and Freak Heat Waves, as well as a band coming in from Brooklyn called Sunflower Bean. They got a brand new album released last month called Human Ceremony. I was giving a bit of a listen earlier, and I was like, this sounds pretty good. Actually, what's funny is the track that the Bandcamp defaults to is called Easier Said, but I misread it. I thought it said Easter Said, and I thought, well, it was Easter weekend. Let's play the Easter Said track. I looked closer. It actually says Easier Said, but it's a good track nonetheless. So we're going to hear Easier Said from Sunflower Bean and then play some Freak Heat Waves right afterwards. And you are listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
The There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Your friends at the Syrup Trap comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is Dig a Hole, Freak Heat Waves from Bonnie State of Mind. That was the number two album of the year last year at CITR 2015. They are playing this Wednesday night, tomorrow night, at the Cobalt, along with Mild High Club and Sunflower Bean in from Brooklyn. Okay, as we mentioned earlier, it is the end of the month, our last Tuesday of March. We're just trying to cover all the parts of the magazine we didn't get a chance to cover in this very busy month. We got a bit of a Vaporwave 2-pack right about now. A couple of great articles. One was written by Bryce Warnes on ghosting. Another was written by our editor-in-chief, Britt Bachman, on the artist Plazas, a.k.a. Savannah Saloom. We are going to hear from Ghosting in a minute, but right now we're going to hear Plazas with the track Silent Empires. If you want to read more about her, pick up your March copy of Discord Magazine wherever you can for the next 2-3 days and turn to page 19 and read this great little article written on Savannah, a.k.a. Plazas. This is her track Silent Empires on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
It's because
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That's Ghosting with Prom Night at Halloween Town High. Before that, we heard Silent Empires, a bit of a vaporwave two-pack there. Both those artists are featured in this month, the March issue of Discorder Magazine. Of course, this is Discorder Radio, brought to you by Zipcar, delivering our Discorder magazines all over town. And next week, we'll be on to the April issue. I want to thank everybody who helped make this show, the last show of March, possible. Thanks to Matt Muse for doing his thing, pushing the buttons. Claire Bailey for helping us with the features. Connor Whitney, Whitney K, for coming in to chat with us about his upcoming album release next month. And coming up in a few minutes' time will be Mike with Flex Your Head. Before we end it off, though, today, a bit of sad news from the music venue world, at least here in Vancouver. The Railway Club, the legendary Railway Club, 85 years old. It's been there at the corner of Dunsmuir and Seymour. Some legendary acts such as the Bare Naked Ladies, Katie Lang, Sarah McLachlan, Lost Lobos, Blue Rodeo, and the Tragically Hip have all played there. But unfortunately, they have now closed their doors, apparently due to the high rent. So sad day here in Vancouver. Rest in peace, Railway Club. We're going to play a band right now that was part of one of my personal favorite memories at the Railway Club back when Shindig was a staple. These guys won Shindig back in 2013. And in light of the Railway's closing, we're going to play this track from War Baby from Master Blaster. This is In Light Of. Thanks again for joining us here in Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We will chat with you next Tuesday.